Talking now with Ipswich High School football coach Kevin Fassett. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Yes, thanks for having me.
It's been, golly, probably more than a year now because we didn't talk to you guys in the fall. I mean, in the at the end of summer, we didn't get into the preseason or any of that stuff. But you guys have had a preseason. Tell me a little bit about how things have gone in what's called Fall 1 in Ipswich.
Yeah, sure. It was definitely a little bit different trying to get through all the protocols and making sure we're staying within the guidelines, you know, most importantly, staying safe. But we're able to get some conditioning with the guys going and hopefully get that, you know, that camaraderie and get some kind of normalcy for the fall. So it went okay. It was definitely different. It wasn't the season, but it was able to hopefully make us a little bit better and prepare us for, you know, this coming winter.
What did you guys do? I mean, were you outside? Well, you had to be outside, but what kind of things were you doing?
Yeah, I kind of focused more on the conditioning and, you know, cardiovascular stuff. And we really didn't do a lot of the weightlifting, did more body weight stuff. And we kind of did it in a wide open field of giant areas. So we did some of that. Some of our guys are participating in some leagues with masks, playing, doing 7-on-7. And, you know, I thought the guys were really good about it. And they, you know, they followed all the rules. There's no controversy there. And I think, you know, we're just all looking to hopefully get by this and do something, but that's what we did in the offseason.
Did you have regular or semi-regular meetings with coaches, you know, via Zoom or whatever?
Yeah, we did. We did that a lot with the kids, too. So working with strength and conditioning stuff, really trying to push that forward and just find alternative ways to do workouts. You know, I mean, it's you don't need a $100,000 weight room to get after it. You know, it's just about doing the motions and going through it and so we're able to do some Zoom stuff and hopefully, you know, figure out a workout the kids can do at home, you know, take advantage of some of the time to, you know, teach the playbooks and some of the adjustments we're going to make. Because in small schools, which I learned quickly that, you know, you got to adjust your scheme around the kids because you only have so many. I know you tweak things at places I've been in the past, but you really got to make some changes, and this is my opinion, to kind of adjust your talent and hopefully we use this time to kind of make those changes and get rid of those mental mistakes, and hopefully we'll put it together here in the winter/spring.
Coach, it sounds like what a teacher does. You make the adjustments and you try to figure out where the kid is and get him to the next level. That's pretty cool. Have you talked with other coaches? You know, other head coaches?
Yeah, definitely. And I think we're all kind of in the same boat. And to be honest with you, we're all kind of like a fish out of water. I mean, this time of year has always been planned for football season. And when you have this extra time, I mean, it's always, you know, crazy and chaotic, and you go from that to, you know, almost doing, feels like you're doing nothing. You know, obviously you're still doing everything you're supposed to do, but yeah, talking to them, we're all kind of, we bounce ideas off each other, and it's been kind of fun to see what different people have done and try and be creative and, you know, of course be competitive at the same time and stay safe. So we're just doing the best we can to, you know, keep up pace with the rest of the league, and talking to some of the coaches, sounds like we're all kind of doing the same thing. So
one of the things that develops over the course of practice is you guys put in more hours, I think, than any other sport with the kids after school and so on, right into fall, right up until Thanksgiving week. And it would seem to me that some of the kids you don't know coming in, freshmen, sophomores, or juniors, or maybe even seniors for that matter, you get to know because of practice, because of what they do, because of maybe some of the corrections that need to be made, or maybe some of the things that they begin to excel in. Was that kind of missing right now? Were you, because you really couldn't get you couldn't get that close to the kids in terms of you know, of understanding who they are and where they are?
Sure. I mean, that's a big reason why a lot of people get into coaching is what you just said right there, with, you know, helping kids and progress. And you know, I know a lot of football coaches, well, at least myself, sometimes people think you just yell and get after it and be aggressive for no reason, but it's really to see that progression and help the kid, you know, take those steps. And like you just mentioned, not seeing them as often, that does kind of stink, but like most programs, we just try to keep it positive, saying, hey, hang on, there could be a season, but if there isn't, you know, let's prepare as hard as we can and do the best we can with what we got. Because you know, in the end of the day, and it might sound kind of cliche-ish, but we're trying to prepare these guys for the, you know, the future. And, you know, how you deal with adversity as a coach is a direct reflection of what the kids are going to do. And you hope they kind of learn this and pass the message along. So,
yeah,
definitely miss that piece.
I think all coaches do that. That's what they do. But football, as I said, it's so intense, and you guys have them for so many hours and so many days. I just think that's just, you're sort of surrogate fathers to these kids. Well, Coach, final question about fall one. It does look like we're going to have a fall two. So the next step in preparing the kids, what's on the agenda next?
Well, it's different right now because a lot of guys have another sport coming up. You know, being in a small school, you know, you try to encourage your kids to be multi-sport athletes and represent the school. So they might be doing other activities and they're dancing with that. But, you know, our goal is to really, if you look at it, usually training in the summertime is easier than training in the wintertime, you know, just to stop some of the soft tissue injuries that can happen throughout the season. So that's going to be a definite challenge, is to get these guys in some kind of shape for that season. And everyone's going to have these hurdles with injuries, but in small schools, when one guy goes down, really three starters can go down when you say that, offense, defense, mm-hmm. special teams. So the challenge would be is just to keep the kids focused during the winter and try and stay positive, but then keep them, you know, when you hit the road in August, you got a lot of time in June and July, and you're prepared and the kids are chomping at the bit. You know it's football season because you just have that natural feel. This is going to be a little bit different. You know, even if you don't feel that natural feel, you're watching it in college or the NFL, now you're walking into a different time frame. So it's just going to be interesting to see how the kids react. And our goal is to kind of stay focused and attack the February similar to how you'd attack a late August situation. So it's just going to be different.
Going to be a lot of books written about this, I think, facing all these challenges and new rules set down on how to coach for all those reasons.
No, you're absolutely right. And I told the kids, everyone's undefeated in February, so I think we got a chance.
There you go. There you go. Kevin, where'd you go to school in New York? Where was that?
I went to Beekmantown High School in Plattsburgh, New York, and then I went to Bridgeton Academy as a post-grad before I went to college.
All right, so Bridgeton Academy is very familiar to people around here. So you have some experience with Thanksgiving Day football, so give me a little a summary as to how you view Thanksgiving football before you got to Ipswich High School.
Before I got there, before I, you know, ever experienced it at all, it seemed like a really fun situation. When I was in college, the kids always came back and talked about it, and we were lucky enough to still be playing in the playoffs, so some of the guys, like, wanted to go home, to watch the Thanksgiving Day game where we had a game right around the corner, and I remember as a player being like, why would you want to leave, you know, right now? And then I really got to be part of it my first year, you know, when I went to Rhode Island and then came back to Melrose and did it, and it was just a really unique experience, and it's just fun. It's that time of year. Everyone's coming back from school. Everybody watches the game. It's timed out well. It's kind of the excuse for a lot of players and frankly, fathers too, to get out of that chaos of the house if you're hosting. You go to the Thanksgiving Day game and come back and you do what you got to do. But it's just the atmosphere is so much fun. And you know, and it's hard to replicate. And at that point of the year, it's long, especially if you get knocked out of the playoffs. But it's always worth it when you get to that atmosphere, and it's just such a cool experience for the kids, and I feel bad for the seniors that are missing it. So I'm really hoping that we can kind of mimic something like that, you know, this season. But it was just it's hard to explain until you're part of it, but it's just so cool to see the look on the kids' faces and how they attack the game, and, you know, and same with our opponent. I thought it's just a great atmosphere to watch, and whether you win or lose, it's just to be part of something bigger than you is pretty awesome.
Well, what's funny is when I first started doing this, I was probably around your age, and I kind of resented having to work on Thanksgiving Day. But now, 40-something years later, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself on Thursday morning, because I'm so used to getting ready Wednesday night and then getting out there Thursday and coming home and smelling, you know, the meal cooking in the living room and in the kitchen and stuff. It's such a big change. Your experience at Ipswich High School is different now because you have to prepare the kids. You've got a week and a half to prepare at the end of the regular season. You've got your rivalry game coming up. And what's that been like for you, Coach?
Preparing for it in the past, you mean? Or
yeah, obviously not for this. Yeah. But I mean, you know, what kind of a rhythm have you developed?
Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, it's just all of a sudden you're watching all the old games. You sometimes overplan, to be honest with you, and go back to what you originally did. I'm definitely a king of making that mistake, and it's just fun. You know, you're preparing for it. I mean, we've been hosting the last couple of years, so it's kind of chaotic, and I've always enjoyed the chaos as far as just like it's always busy and crazy and fun, and it's definitely stressful. So it's exciting. I mean, you have so much going on, and then you see crowds that you usually don't see, you know, come out sometimes depending on the weather, and it's just so much fun. But I will warn any coach that's not used to this, I wish I had this warning, is that if you lose on Thanksgiving and you're going back to that family atmosphere, make sure you kind of let it go. Because it, you know, it kind of carries it. When you lose, you just feel bad. And not like I took it out of the family, but it's just like when you win, it's that much better. And I think Coach Pugh said it best is when you win, the turkey tastes better. When you lose, it doesn't taste as good. So, and that plays a little bit of a factor, but it's just such a cool experience.
Well, when Coach Pugh talks, you gotta listen for sure. And, I know that, I've heard that from coaches, and you guys are so competitive, it has to be difficult to let it go. But you know something, Coach? I know one or two coaches who are just as competitive as anybody else, and they are able to let it go should they lose. And I find that to be, maybe that's a healthy thing. I don't know. But always best to win on Thanksgiving, then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's one of those things that like you go home. It was more of a laughing thing, you know, because again, you want to set an example for the kids. You don't want to count and stuff. But when you go home and you feel that loss, you're like, oh, that doesn't feel as good. You know, it's more of a joke atmosphere. But it definitely, you know, like I said before, I think Jim might have said it first, Coach Pugh. You know, the turkey tastes better on Thanksgiving when you win. And I was like, that's a great line that, you know, I'm not going to come up with one better. So I'm just going to copy his or steal his. So.
I love it. Well, finally, Coach, new addition to the family. So now you're going to be home on Thanksgiving morning. I trust you're going to be helping out around the kitchen and practicing a safe Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, my best bet, I help more people by getting out of the way when it comes to the kitchen. My wife's amazing when it comes to that. But, I'll go find something to do, you know, to keep everyone busy or at least keep the kids away from my wife so she's allowed to do some of the stuff. And I'll help out any way I can. But, I definitely have a role coming up this year that might be a little unique from, you know, 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock
yep.
in the morning to
yep.
12 or whatever that game usually is. So.
Well, Coach, great talking with you. And I really, really am hoping that we can do this again in a couple of months when there is a season that counts. And it'll be unique at that point as well. But in the meantime, thank you for taking the time today, Kev. I appreciate it. Congratulations on the new addition. And good luck with your dual roles, both at Melrose and at Ipswich.
Oh, yes, sir. You too. Thank you. And thanks for everything you guys do. And you guys keep hyping this up and you just make it such an exciting experience for the kids and everybody. So thank you guys and happy Thanksgiving back to you.
Appreciate that, Coach. Take care. Be well.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Bye bye. That is, Ipswich High School football coach Kevin Fassett.